First Chronicles chapter 24. The divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these: the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no sons, so Eleazar and Ithamar became the priests. Along with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of ancestral houses of the sons of Eleazar, and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They organized them by lot, all alike, for there were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God among both the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king and the officers, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech son of Abiathar, and the heads of ancestral houses of the priests and of the Levites, one ancestral house being chosen for Eleazar, and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Jeconiah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshabiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hazer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deleiah, the 24th to Maaziah. These had as their appointed duty in their service to enter the house of the Lord according to the procedure established for them by their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And of the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the chief, of the Izharites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shemir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Malai, and Mushai, the sons of Jehaziah, Beno, the sons of Merari, of Jehaziah, Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibrai, of Malai, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, the sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their ancestral houses. These also cast lots corresponding to their kindred, the descendants of Aaron, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of ancestral houses of the priests and of the Levites, the chief as well as the youngest brother. First Chronicles chapter 25. David and the officers of the army also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph, and Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarela, sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Romamtezer, Joshbekasha, Malothai, Hothir, Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. They and their kindred, who were trained in singing to the Lord, all of whom were skillful, numbered 288. And they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons 12, the third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers 12, the fourth to Izrai, his sons and his brothers 12, the fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers 12, the sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers 12, the seventh to Jesharelah, his sons and his brothers 12, the eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers 12, the ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers 12, the tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers 12, the 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers 12, the 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 17th, to Joshbekashah, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 19th, to Malathai, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 21st, to Hothir, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers 12, to the 24th, to Romamtai Ezer, his sons and his brothers 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 26. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph, Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliohenai the seventh, Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sekar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peuelathai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born who exercised authority in their ancestral houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzebad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Shemachiah. All these, sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, were able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. Hosa, of the sons of Merari, had sons. Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hosa totaled 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had duties, just as their kindred did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by ancestral houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a prudent counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the storehouse. For Shupim and Hosa it came out for the west, at the gate of Shaliketh on the ascending road. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites each day, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, as well as 2 and 2 at the storehouse, and for the colonnade on the west there were 4 at the road and 2 at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Isharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers, from Eleazar, were his son Rehabiah, his son Jeshaiah, his son Joram, his son Zichri, and his son Shelemoth. This Shelemoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that King David, and the heads of families, and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds, and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From booty won in battles they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer, and Saul son of Kish, and Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelomoth and his brothers. Of the Issacharites, Kenaniah and his sons were appointed to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was chief of the Hebronites. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made of whatever genealogy or family, and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer in Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers, 2,700 men of ability, heads of families, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for everything pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king.